Log Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, an international
call. Interface complete.
Yeah, and the mic up, nigga. The mic is up. Hey, crack a lack. Here you go. It's that crack a lack, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. We live in remote. We out here in the motherfucking hood, you know what I'm saying, doing what it do. And we got Miss Buffy going to be calling in. Matter of fact, I forgot. I got the goddamn. You got your phone on you? I need to send a text, man. Got all the fucking shit. Got to send a text message out. What the hell? This bitch flipped.
No, that's not it.
Oh. Damn, I don't know Miss Buffy's goddamn number.
I want to get a boost, all right.
In Alabama. In the Alabama. All right, y'all. Y'all bear with me. We're going to have some music and everything. I'm actually waiting on some. We got a special show. We got Miss Mouth from the Miss Mouth Times. She's going to call in for the show. And it's going to be live. So y'all tune in. Hold on for that. And today is Scandalous Biatch Saturday.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying? Right here live on the Starship Studio Pride, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio. Got Jay Baby out this motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? With Cuzzo out here doing the rest of with me. And,
hey.
We out here maintaining, you feel me? Just a second. I'm going to plug up the computer and everything. We'll have some music out here. And if you happen to be in the hood, you know what I'm saying, down here, and Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying? I'll let you boy, man. We out here on the block, you know what I'm saying? Doing what it do. All right, bro. And give me just a second. I'm sending out a text message, B. I know you're like, what the fuck going on? We'll have a chat room open. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just got the hold on thing. Chat room will be up and running, a.k.a. The Breeze. So it's going down. Y'all give me just a second. Let me plug something up real quick, see if we can get some quick power going on. And then we going to make it do what it do, baby. Thank you. it as you let it be. Huh? What's that? Well, and then how you still walk around then? Yeah, what the fuck you still do for?
What y'all gonna do, man? We gonna be up. We on the block, man. Me and Dave on the block. Man. We gonna get it. Yeah, man. Where you tell CDs at? We waiting on it. No. Oh, that straight down 34th Street. There's a live remote. We are live. Just let you know. Live little bits out here. So. Trying to get some internet going. Regular Game Radio, that's the station.
Oh,
exactly. I'm just telling you, Regular Game Radio is online. You got me singing. I caught up in the late night. Yeah, we live out here on 34th and Chelsea Street. You know what I'm saying? Sports DJ Smells So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smells So Good.
And I'm supposed to be doing a 4-hour show today. We're gonna see if we can pull that off. If not, you know what I'm saying, Monday, man, we're gonna do a 4-hour show Monday, you know what I'm saying? A celebration of Decorations Day, a.k.a. What everybody else call it Memorial Day, but the true definition is it's called Decorations Day, so you know what I'm saying? And today the main interview is gonna be, you know what I'm saying, Miss Mouth, a.k.a. Miss Buffy, you know what I'm saying, holding it down for 813. The 95.7, and also we're gonna bring in a couple of other little topics, you know what I'm saying, in just a second. So I got everything up and running, and go ahead and beam somebody up in this motherfucker real quick. There we go. Want to make sure. All right. Let me beam somebody up in here real quick. Let me make sure everything is working. You know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
All right. Tim is in effect. And let me go ahead and get this thing started. Let me beam a couple of callers up in this mofo flipper real quick. You know what I'm saying? And, All right. Right up in here.
Can you hear me?
All right, well, we're having a lead. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, well, check it out, because we're on a super-duper remote right now. I'm live in the hood, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Can you open up the chat room?
Yeah, I just did.
Oh, you did? Okay, I need to refresh it then. Yeah. Well, just hollering at you.
That's what's up. I got Miss Mouth on the line representing. Miss Mouth, what's up, lady?
Hey, babe, how you doing?
What? You just called me?
I said, hey, babe, how you doing? What you thought I said?
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Wow.
Hey.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? This is official Scandalous Biatch Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? Now, normally, what we do on Saturdays is this is the time of, you know, let your hair down and talk about anybody who done screwed you over during the week, you know what I'm saying? Basically put them on blast and talk about their ass, you know what I'm saying? But,
okay.
I'm setting aside some time, you know what I'm saying, really, to, you know, give you your props and give you your, you know, little mini interview, you know what I'm saying? I know you be busy and everything, hanging out with the enemy, you know?
The enemy?
The commercial radio.
Gotcha.
What the F? What's going on now? Hey, and let me say a quick shout out. Yeah, Queen of Dog. Cyanide. We got the Netherlands on the line. We got Washington on the line. We got Netherlands in the chat room. So we worldwide right now. You know what I'm saying? So dropping the link. You know what I'm saying? For you know I signed up too, right?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I got my blog. I got a blog.
Okay.
Peace. I got everything up. I'm gonna send you that. Well, I went on here and just tell. So if you want, you know, boom, you can grab it. You know.
Cool.
So let me. What is the Miss Mouth Times? What is that all about?
The Miss Mouth Times is an e-newsletter, and it started because I was writing for other websites, All Hip Hop, Bossip, and a few others, and they were censoring me, telling me what I could and couldn't say. There's a lot of politics going on about different artists that I couldn't talk about, so I started a newsletter myself so I can say whatever I want.
Oh. That sounds like Blog Talk Radio. Now, and let me tell y'all something. I'm on this Raggedy Boots mobile cell phone, so, yeah, it might be fading in and out.
Yeah.
This is a remote show. I'm live in the hood, out on the corner 34th and Chelsea Street, you know what I'm saying, in the red zone is what they call it. And, you know, I'm hanging out.
Yeah, I heard you was down there.
Looking for danger. Yeah, I just, well, I mean, really, we, I got a little 15, you ain't heard the music yet.
Right.
So we're gonna have a little fun today, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Have fun.
Ooh.
How you been doing the Miss Mouth Time? How long has it been up in operation?
I've been doing that almost 6 months now. Yeah. So far, so good. I can't complain. It's a prime example of when you need a job, you create one. And that's how, you know, it's been so successful. So knock on wood for that. Knock on wood.
Radio. I holler that 95.7. You feel me? I holler that 98.7. Fag ass motherfuckers want to tell me, we need you to have. We need you to have a degree. We need you to have this. Man, fuck all that. Just to talk shit. And ratings.
Yeah.
All that. You know, I know, but we ain't got no damn college degree.
Well, that's funny because I hollered at Wild. I hollered at the beat. And honestly, it was my newsletter Jamama subscribed to, and he brought me in from the newsletter. So, you know, I was fortunate.
You actually in on your own credentials and not an application.
No, yeah, just my own credentials.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Most people, you know, they sitting trying to be an intern and then intern for 3 or 4, 5 months, you know what I'm saying, get whooped on the pockets because they ain't getting paid, you know what I'm saying, like they're supposed to, until you actually become a disc jockey or a VJ, whatever the hell they call themselves. A radio person.
Yeah, it's a disc jockey.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing you said, I don't believe in.
What's that?
That's the first thing you said to me. I don't believe in people working for free, so I can't bring you in until I have a budget. So as soon as he got the budget, you know, I was able to go in. So I was just like you too, the anti-commercial radio, but I will say that Mama Johnson giving me a chance. So just to, you know, try to use that to do the best I can.
I mean, you're still regulated as far as the radio station is concerned. You still can't say everything that you were saying in your newsletter.
Right. That's why I'm still going to do my newsletter because I need that outlet to say whatever I want. You know that. You know me. I'm opinionated. So that's why I still do the Miss Mouth Time, to keep from being victim of censorship.
And as far as advertising, do they pretty much let you advertise for your newsletter and stuff? Like, if y'all want to get a cut uncensored version of all this, go to the Miss Mouth Time.
Yeah, they do. They have a link. I do a blog on their website, and they have a link. It's a warning sign. It's, you know, it's a big warning. Say, we don't regulate it. Go at your own risk. But they did give me that, you know, give me the chance to post my own stuff. So, pretty cool.
And as far as I know, since Michael Basin, he's the only one that I know would be actively, you know what I'm saying, online doing his radio show. And you know what I'm saying? And actually interacting with people on Facebook, Twitter, and all that kind of shit.
Right.
Do you take on the, really, you know, we kind of, same time, come on. You're on for 3, correct? Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I said that one more time. I didn't get that.
But you live on the radio. What's your times live?
Well, I don't have a time yet. I just started. So right now I am on doing web, doing the Twitter, doing the Facebook, so I haven't got my time spot yet. But the jocks, they are interactive on their Twitters and stuff, in their social communities.
Okay, man, that's what's up. And you know, pretty much met everybody.
Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool.
Hand out in the crowd.
Say what now?
I said they're a standout in the crowd. You know how the disc jockeys, like, you know, you kind of, you know.
Is there one that stand out?
Yeah, I mean, are you under somebody, like, you know what I'm saying? They bring you under their wing to, you know what I'm saying, show you without all that hating, you know what I'm
saying? Yes, I can say that now. It's like that. Like, I train every Wednesday with Joe Mama himself. So if I have to say I'm under somebody's wing, I'll say it'd be him. You know, and it's funny because when I went in there, the The first thing I did was I went in there thinking I knew everything there is to know, because when you're doing these blogs and you're doing all these things, that's totally different from commercial radio. It's like it's so many things I didn't know. So when I went in there the first day, I'm like, I'm ready. And when I did my voice track, obviously I wasn't ready. So he said, no, you have to come in and sit with me every Wednesday until you get ready, because you know my mouth is filthy. You know that smells so good. So every so often I make a mistake and say fuck or bitch, some things I know I can't do on air, but if you're used to talking like that, you got to calm that down. So that's what I'm working on now.
Damn. And it's kind of weird. You got to come from being, you know, completely unregulated to regulated. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and it's a hard transition. Trust me, you know it. It's a hard transition, very hard. But I gotta work on it. Cause naturally, when I hear something piss me off, I'll be like, "Fuck, that's that bullshit." And then like, "Damn, I could out." And you really forget where you're at.
Yeah, when you get comfortable, especially when you get comfortable, you know what I'm saying? And you know, your routine. Now I'm okay. And then, bam, one of them words come out, and the machine is only going to catch it, you know what I'm saying, so quickly. So if the machine don't catch it, that's a fine.
I know. Where do you think that fine coming from? Your pocket. Your income. You got jocks working on radio right now who ain't making a penny because they're still paying back their PDD fines. So.
No. What?
Yeah, you didn't know that? All these fines, man, they taxing your ass. So you better get it together. You have too many slip-ups you're not seeing no more. So that's why I think it's always important to keep your own venture, even when, like, you're doing your blog talk radio. If a PD comes to you tomorrow, never stop blog talk, because at the end of the day, they can fire you. Anything can happen, politics. But as long as you keep your staple, one PD came, another one will come, and you'll still have that. You still have your own venture. Yeah, this is a high turnover in radio, so I don't want to abandon everything I'm doing just because I got a job. No, nah, I'm still going to talk shit. You know that.
How can you, you know what I'm saying, work? Because, you know, I friended you. I noticed you signed up on Blog Talk, and you got your little show, just the profile there, but, you know, you're not actually ready to, you know, up and run. So how are you going to implement your Blog Talk show with, you know what I'm saying, with what you're doing on the radio? Or are you going to implement
I'm not. I feel like what I do outside the radio is that's just my thing. You know, if I want to get on Blog Talk, my blog, and say whatever I want to, it's just what I do on the radio is totally, utterly separate. Yeah.
But I mean, because that's kind of a conflict of interest, I would guess. Because Blog Talk Radio is an online, you know, make what you want. I radio show, you know what I'm saying? Other people make it blog shows, but I make it personally a radio show where I'm playing music and really want to get compensation from the artists by actually spending their music. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, will you be able to do that, though? Can you set yourself up to be in that type of position? You know what I'm saying? Where you
You talking about as far as, like, paying artists and spending records and different things like that? I think if that's the avenue that I wanted to
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, but for the artists that, you know, everybody and their mama be trying to get on the radio. You know what I'm saying? So at your Blog Talk show, could you be advertising it for pre-talent? Like you would actually kind of be the A&R. You see what I'm saying? So this is the music. Listen to, you know, Blog Talk Radio, Miss Mouth Times for the latest unsigned independent artists. And I know Ekin used to do on Sundays a little 2-hour spot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, for independent artists. And I really ain't tuned in to check it. You know what I'm saying? But I know he was doing that. You see what I'm saying? So would you be? Yeah.
You know, I've always been for independent artists. So even with the event I'm doing, everything I do typically is for independent artists. But as far as with the radio, like, in that aspect, I have a boss, so I can only do what I can. Now, as far as what I do outside the station, I'm all for independent. And I think I can avoid that by not cross-promoting. You know, it's like if an artist fucking with me, they fucking with me for me. They're not fucking with me for the station, so it shouldn't be a problem if I'm doing Blog Talk and not associating what I do at the beat there.
Right. Okay. I feel you on that, too. I feel you. Just keeping separate, you know.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had an issue with that recently. I ain't going to name names just yet, but I had a promoter book me to host the show, and I told him, look, you cannot use that logo. Are you fucking with me or are you fucking with the station? So they went ahead and put the station logo on it anyway without any prior approval or anything. So it's like, damn, can I get on air first before you try to use me? You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing with the Block Talk. I just keep it separate.
Yeah, but now won't that come down on you though? You know what I'm saying? Even because you are affiliated with 95, so if they're using their logo even without your permission, but you still are on the show. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, it's a fine line. Like, you can always say Miss Mouse from 95.7 The Beat. That's fine. But to go as far as to use the logo, no, you can't use the logo without a permission. Yeah. So. It's, you know, paperwork, politics, stuff like that. But so that was the issue I was having with people, like, not fucking with me for me anymore. That's the only thing you're going to find when you start working in commercial radio.
What?
Yeah.
Can I switch out?
Yeah.
Can switch up?
Yeah. So it's a gift and a curse, you know.
Oh, it's something in the air, people. Excuse me. It's something in the air in the hood around here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about the oil spill fumes. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, it's funny. Ever since you was telling me about the oil spill the other day, because I haven't been keeping up with it, I've been watching it, and I didn't know how severe it was.
Fuckers is shit.
Yeah.
To the beach, if severe it is. Go to the beach.
Yeah.
Well, and... I've been telling everybody to stock up on the water.
Right.
Saying even go to the beach, swim, go to the beach and take a picture of the fucking water.
Yeah.
Telling you, I'm not gonna be at no more.
Yeah.
It's gonna be your vacation time. You know what I'm saying? Out there trying to clean up.
Yeah.
Mess, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't finna go there. You can check my blog, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
right.
I got a follow up blog. I'm saying is, yeah, that's part of Jermaine. A follow up blog doing, you know what I'm saying, in reference to that. Because, man, I'm telling you, Ms. Buffy, I done called every president besides Obama himself.
Damn.
I'm saying that never. Say Washington can tell you. You know what I'm saying? I done took this thing to a whole, you know what I'm saying, another universal level. What's up?
Right.
Hey, we live on the radio. So check this out. I got some customers pulling up here.
Get that paper, smell so good. Get that paper.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Check this out. I wanna. Do you got time to hang out?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, well, check this. Play one quick song.
Okay.
And serve him. For the place in Job New. You know what I'm saying? You already know. And this is. Yeah, you already know. You know I got to represent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm a real DJ. That I'm about breaking artists. And goddammit, that's who I'm breaking right now. So, shit.
Gotcha.
Miss Jadu, we got Miss Mouth, a.k.a. Miss Buffy, you know what I'm saying, live from 95.7, The Beat down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, and also the CEO, head honcho in charge of the Miss Mouth Times, and y'all can check that out at www.themissmouthtimes, and during the break, you know what I'm saying, I got that link dropped into the chat room, too, so coming right back at you, man, y'all hold on.
Another Deacon Falls production. DBR, Track Boys, Track Boys. My name is John New. Keep the gold one.
better watch me when I talk. I sweep you off your feet. He said, "Love, mom, girl, you're looking good like them girls in magazines. You make me wanna have a fling. He got his hands on my waist and he all up in my face while I'm shaking to the beat. He was grinding on me. Your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, watch him. Gangsta, and I'm a gangsta. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangsta. Make your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, watch him. You really like it? You're getting excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it. Yeah, now you know it's song. It's a DJ, turn it up, that's my song. Yeah, now, move your body like this. Throw your hands in the air, now look to the left. To the ground, I bounce your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, throw them niggas with a smile. Yeah, yeah, the dick call me too thick. Put jaw on the track, I ain't on the fuck with.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, watch him. Gangsta, and I'm a gangsta. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangsta. Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, watch him. If you really like it, you get excited, you really like it. I bet you wanna bite it.
I can tell that you want me, you all owe me. I heard you in the streets bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the fellas watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance, baby, don't be scared. Dance with me like you a real G. Coming, dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Coming, dance with me now, make your body lean. Coming, dance with me like you do so on that E.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, watch him. Gangsta, and I'm a gangsta. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangsta. Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, watch him.
Undressed.
He said, "Whoa, mama, damn, your booty's swole. You got the kind of body makes it so
All right, let me get this thing back started real quick. What is going on? Hello? What the hell happened? All right. Hey, y'all, we got technical difficulties and shit just fucked up on me, you know what I'm saying? All right, there you go. Yeah, this shit just fucked up on me. Let me, there's one thing you got to deal with when you fuck with the internet, you know what I'm saying? This shit just don't go the way you want it to go, you know what I'm saying? Leaning back up in here.
Hey, man, goddamn, what the fuck is you doing? First of all, cut the goddamn alarm off and open up the fucking door, man. Damn.
Can't close the door.
Man, you did do that. Well, I almost came through that door like WWF, boy. No, you almost got some straight. We almost got some straight air wrestling going on. I mean, air wrestling, all up in the air, all up in the air. I ain't gonna touch it, nigga. We gonna just air wrestle. Hey, we ain't gonna never actually touch. But nigga, I'm gonna air wrestle the hell out your ass, nigga. I'm gonna pick you up, slam you virtually. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're
gonna get a good virtual ass whoop. You just almost got that, boy. All right, Miss Mouth, my bad. My bad.
It's okay. You good.
Had to almost virtually whoop somebody's ass. You know what I'm saying?
I heard. Too much.
Now, this is that 2010 shit. We're giving out virtual ass whoopings, you know. We don't even touch it.
Crazy.
I mean, because I always wanted to know Buffy, where that came from? Or how did you get the Buffy to the Miss Mouth or the Miss Mouth to the Buffy?
Buffy always been my nickname since I was a kid. That's actually my mom's middle name, so they call me Little Buffy because I act like my mom. And Miss Mouth started because I was doing public access television in New York. And they was calling me the Mouse of the South. Then Charlamagne, he was working with Wendy. He already had that moniker, so they just shortened it to Miss Mouse.
Oh. All right. Something new every day. You learn something every day.
Yeah.
Learn something new. As far as you're doing the little newspaper and stuff, you know, what kind of came in contact with that you would say was notable? You know what I'm saying? All punk ass motherfuckers we're speaking about.
Say that one more time. You cut out.
You know, that you know what I'm saying? You done came in contact with, you know what I'm saying?
Like you said, good people I came in contact with?
As far as celebrities, you know what I'm saying? Through the
celebrities.
News.
Okay. I can say that out of everybody I interviewed, I think the coolest person I ever interviewed was Freaky Zeke, and I'm going to tell you why. He's not even that big a celebrity anymore, but I like him because before I talked to him, the first thing he said to me was, I heard that you go in on your interviews. I'm like, really? He was like, you can ask me anything your heart desires. And I liked him for that because a lot of times these artists want to send you, they want you to send them tip sheets and want to know what you're going to ask them beforehand, all kind of bullshit like that. So I liked him for being totally, utterly open and honest. And we actually stayed on the phone almost an hour.
Hey. I don't do that.
No?
One thing I don't do is when it comes to artists, you know what I'm saying? I don't, hell no. You don't get, when you bring your ass on the show, I'm going to ask you what the hell I'm going to ask you. You
right.
Answer.
Right. And that's what I like him for. Yeah. So he was my favorite interview. Also, I spoke, Nipsey Hussle was good because he was the same way. It's those people who, like you said, once you want to know what you're going to say beforehand. That's because I don't like.
Yeah. I you know, because the show is uncut, uncensored, you know what I'm saying, unscripted. I'll fill you in about 2 hours, though. I have some power out of there.
Right.
Yes, I do that, but that's for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Even when I got, because the president came on this motherfucker, I ain't finna send the White House staff no damn to be on the show, you know, the content of the show, how the fuck I do my shit.
Right, and that's the thing that killed me. And it's funny because you know that they'll contact you for the interview. Like they'll call you up, can you interview this artist? But don't ask them this. I'm like, how y'all calling me? You know what I'm saying? I can understand if I'm trying to solicit y'all, but y'all gonna tell me what I can and can't say. See, that's why the interviews I do, I choose to do them for the mismatch time. So I'm gonna keep doing them for the mismatch time because I cannot, you know, not ask somebody something I want to know because it's like it's a wasted interview. I'll be telling them, just like it's your job to break music, it's my job to basically break interviews and break exclusives. So I'm like a punk-ass interviewer if I'm sitting here with you and you know you got drama going on and I don't ask you about it. And people are going to be like, what? Are you, you know what I'm saying? They'll make me seem like I can't do my job. So that's what I don't like. Yeah. Yeah. I say the...
I said Waka Flocka, he's supposed to be not my biological, but you know, who I raised from Pampers.
Mhm.
But yeah, she's supposed to be dating old Waka Flocka.
Oh yeah.
That's why when I seen that in your little newsletter mention of that, you know what I'm saying? And then I went on Facebook. I was like, hey, you better watch yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't need to make no special visits. I don't see no celebrity status.
Right. Yeah, Waka Flocka, an interesting person. Real interesting. You know who did some real fucked up interviews? That damn, what's that, Shirley Lowe and, and that damn Fable, they just motherfuckers. They give you these one-word answers. Like, I have took my time and came up with these damn questions, and you're going to send me back some one-word answers? That pissed me off. That's a surefire way to piss me off. I feel like I waste my time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like I talk to other bloggers, and they do the same thing to them.
Yeah, well, niggas come with that dope boy mentality. You know what I'm saying? That like they ain't got no vocab on them, and that. But then when you hear them on the record, all niggas can, you know what I'm saying, come up with all kind of cliches and metaphors and all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
To come up and some money that way, like damn, where all these came from?
And niggas gonna be respecting you on the come up either. Like, I bet if I was Angie Martinez, Kendra Diaz, you know, Wendy, they'll sing like a bird. But my thing is, you don't do that to people when they're on the low level because you don't know what they'll be later in life, you know? So, anyways, let me not get started.
Hey, you know, I already know this is the show for this guy's bitch.
Hell yeah, so fuck ass, Shirley Lowe and Fable, fuck asses. Needing all the interviews they can get, gave me some bullshit interview. So.
Yeah. With me, I mean, if I ever talk to niggas like that, I mean, really, I have to do my background research on, because I ain't no Shorty Lowe fan. I ain't too much of a Fabo fan. I like songs. But, I mean, I'm not really, you know what I'm saying? So I would have to actually do some Wikipedia on your ass, you know what I'm saying? Just to...
And you want to know the funny shit smells so good? The funny shit is, like, they sent me the email, and it was like, do you want to interview Fade? And I thought it was short for Fabulous, so I got all excited. I'm like, oh, shit, I love Fabulous. You know, I love them, and they're going to send me the email back. Talking about, no, we're talking about Fable. So, like you said, I had to Google Wikipedia, Urban Dictionary, all that shit. And then for them to turn around and give me these one-word answers, I was pissed.
Well, who the fuck is Fable?
Exactly. That was my question. But once I didn't say yes to the interview, I didn't want to seem flaky. So I went ahead and did it. And I was so pissed off.
But he's not Fabulous. That's not the Fabulous that we know Fabulous.
That's what I'm saying. That's who I thought it was. That's why I got so hyped up and, you know, hyper about the interview. I was going around telling everybody, girl, I'm going to interview Fabulous. Because I thought F-A-B was short for Fab. You know, he always say Fab. Girl, a few days ago, I checked the email. That shit said Fable. I was like, really? Are you serious?
What?
So.
It's a name, Fable.
But you know, I'm a tech artist, so I did it.
Damn, I wish I would have had that interview, because I damn sure would have asked him, well, damn, dog, why you Why you already got a name from a name of a nigga that's already out there?
Yeah. I guess he was part of D4L, and look, it's going to sound like Wikipedia, girl, so I damn still got it. He was part of D4L land, you know? He's from Atlanta. He did this, what is that, the Geeked Up? Which, now that I knew it was him, I like
Oh, yeah, they do make an honorable mention of his name on that motherfucker.
I was like, his PR, good as fuck. Introduce him as FAD. Yeah, okay. That's some good ass, a good-ass publicist.
Yeah, he calls himself Fable.
Shout out to Gardner. Okay. Shout out to Gardner, yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not Fable. It's
no.
It's Fable. Fable.
Yeah.
It's not people, it's Fable. The fuck else? Yeah, he's smoking on.
I know. So.
Say, first of all, the Heavenly Angel and Sinai, you know what I'm saying? I know the phone is going in and out. You know, middle finger to Boost Mobile with this old 1G service, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else on 2Gs and 3Gs or whatever the fuck. Boost is on megahertz. I'm still. This is a 9 cell phone and shit. The pit. I gotta say the old school. This is the pit. So good. I'm gonna rock with it though. Mouth live. You know what I'm saying? We in the middle of the hood. Yeah, I got MF Doom, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy repping Cali, you know. I got a lot of people out here swinging. His laptop on and I'm good.
You be having an area locked down. Every time I pass by, you be out there doing it.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Lou. For the hood, you know what I'm saying? Because really, we ain't got no places positive to hang out at. You know what I'm saying? And this is the only spot saying that ain't never had a fight or a shootout in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the only reason niche ass motherfuckers saying lying and shit. But every time, you know, the police done came up here, ain't been no arrest. And because I ain't about that. I ain't out here, you know what I'm saying, trying to tear my community down.
Right. Right. That's true.
We have a good time, though. And you check? Did you check out the freestyle battle? Because you know we got the, we and said, fuck it, we finna do the same blast. Well, I got some shit I want to set up, you know what I'm saying? Ashwood versus AWOL, we got that on YouTube.
Okay, I gotta see that. You know I love battles. I love that. And Ashwood is nasty. I don't know AWOL. I haven't, you know. So I gotta check it out, see how they did. Because I know AWOL. I mean, I know Ashwood kind of nasty with the freestyle.
Yeah. He. Already, you know what I'm saying? When you'll be the judge, because I don't like the DNA. I like everybody to, you know, listen for themselves.
Okay, no, that's cool. That's cool, you know. Got my own opinion.
Come
and check it out.
I set up a special YouTube, youtube.com/battles.
Uh-huh.
And that's strictly all of our battles that we're going to be having, you know what I'm saying? Each Sunday, we're going to be finding a different location to have the battles. Mm-hmm. I work it out with the gym. I want to work it out with, like, Gold's Gym that's got the boxing ring.
Uh-huh.
Boston.
I think that's a good idea.
Then,
I think that's a very good idea.
Got some hype for it now. It's good publicity for the gym.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, a good hype.
Nice. So what is it? Is it leading up to a finale? Like, is it like a semifinals? Is it kind of like, is it like that, or are they just battling like week by week?
Right now, yeah, we you know what I'm saying, we're getting the prize money up and all that kind of stuff to eventually, you know what I'm saying, do the ultimate boom. You know what I'm saying? So all the votes, you know, it don't even matter as long as you know, whoever tally in, when we do get the money in place, you know what I'm saying, if you got the votes, Bam, you got the wins or whatever, bam, bam, bam. That's how we want to do it. But we're trying to, we really want to take this thing, and I was like, we need to take it to like a tri-area, you know what I'm saying? Like, do a, you know, Hillsborough County, you know, Pinellas and Seminole versus, you know what I'm saying, a whole other, another three counties or something like that, or Tampa, like St. Pete, Headwater, you know what I'm saying?
Versus,
the three.
Yeah, versus like Miami-Dade down there. Oh, shit,
yeah, and
good.
You take the winners from there, you know what I'm saying? And now you do it statewide. Now it's Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee versus Kentucky, Virginia. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else like that. And it, but it's only three winners, though. It's not 30 people. You know what I'm saying? You're only taking the winner from each battle. You know what I'm saying? So, you, well, yeah, you still would, you actually would be taking a lot of people because in the end, you should have like 50 people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In Florida, and then versus your 50 versus, and it's a dude at, named 50 Mikes, so call himself 50 Mikes, up in Jersey that do something like that.
Yeah,
but it's
I think it's my friend on Facebook.
Yeah, his name 50 Mikes.
Yeah, it's like the 50 Mike tournament.
Yeah, thing.
Yeah.
Something
yeah,
like that.
Okay.
That's off of that. That's really spin off a build up, I would say basically to that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and then here. He got his 50 mics. Phil, his 50 mics versus our 50, you feel me? And we come clash
yeah.
it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking movie, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Hell yeah, that'll be so hot. Because the only thing I've had a problem with when I was trying to do those battles, muscle girl. Like, the only problem I had is, you know, Tampa wasn't really a culture for battling. So I had some artists that just didn't want to battle until I got Krim and Ashwood. And after they saw Krim and Ashwood, everybody and their mama was hitting me up, talking about, oh, I'm ready to battle. Like, nah, fool, I came to y'all first, you know. Then everybody has something to say about Krim and Ashwood. I'm like, at least they were brave enough to do it, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad the battle still exists because we need that. To me, it makes hip-hop fun. As long as everybody keep it on wax, as long as everybody just know what it is and they don't get chaotic, to me, it make it fun. We need some lyrics down here. Lord knows we need some damn lyrics. These artists be killing me with these lame-ass demos. I need to hear some lyrics.
Hey, for real, for real. All right, let me first let everybody know who's on the line. This is Miss Buffy, a.k.a. Miss Mouth. From the Miss Mouth Times, and also new host on 95.7 The Beat FM down here in Tampa Bay, Florida. She represents, you know what I'm saying, for all the good gossip that y'all be hearing on and off the internet. And I'm going to beam somebody up in here real quick. Hold on, 727, I see you. Hold on 1 second. Bring on up. All right, there you go. Welcome to the show, 727. You live up in the building.
What's up? What's going on, guys? This is Dr. Love. Just hosting Stab Radio. What's going on with you guys?
Oh, okay. What's up? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, I just want to say, man, I see you guys are calling around our tri area. You know, what you guys about, man? Where you guys located at?
This down in, broadcasting live out of Tampa, Florida, 813.
Tampa, hell yeah, we got the Seminole side locked down, brother. We're down here advertising for some different clubs. We've been down to Tampa a few times, down at the Club Sky. We do live shit up in Club Sky. But, yeah, see if we can't get you guys to come out here to our side, man. Come out here and bring, you know, bring some good words, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we set up some big club events down this way, man. If we can get you guys to come, bring your fan base down and do a good time. Down at the venue or something.
Yeah, Seminole.
Oh, Seminole?
Yeah, you guys familiar with the venue over in St. Pete.
Oh, okay. You got Wi-Fi, internet in your club?
Oh, yeah, bro, yeah, we could do something. We can work something out, man, because it's going to be off the chain. Probably, I think it's 2 weeks from today. It's on Saturday. And right now we got something happening down at Caddy's down here on the beach in St. Pete Beach. it's, you know, kind of like a Girls Gone Wild thing, you know, it's kind of crazy, crazy, crazy.
Girls Gone Wild, woo-hoo!
You know what's going on. It's Girls Gone Wild without the bus.
Wow, you're so sick.
Yeah, we actually, no, for real, though, we do got a club coming down here this weekend. I believe it's Sunday. It's a beach party going on. I think it's Tropics. I'm not sure. But Club Sky will be not Club Sky, shit. I can't think of what I'm talking about. But Girls Gone Wild is going to be down here towards this area. I believe it's Tropics is where I'm thinking it's at. But, yeah, that's going to be a party off the chain, too, man. So there'll be some things worth coming up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
You just called
us
Smells So Good to get in your free promo. Is that what you just did?
No, I didn't just do that.
Okay.
No, I want you guys to call into my show. Do the same thing. We just started today. This is something we just built up today, you know. We actually just had our first show, you know what I mean? So, I mean, things are going to get bigger and stronger. Got some big promoters coming in play. This will be something, you know, you guys are in the tri-area, so it's going to benefit you too. So maybe we should talk sometime.
Yeah, definitely that. What the hell was that club used to be at Seminole?
What girl used to be at Seminole?
Page two, that's still open?
We got someone else out here at Seminole?
Two nightclubs, that's still open?
What's it called, bro? What's it called?
Page 2.
Oh, not sure.
Okay.
But A2, you said?
Page 2. You said Page 2.
Okay, that one I'm not sure about. I don't have no cahoots with that one. I'm just like, and pretty much of the venue, Club Sky, a few of the local bars around me. So, I mean, this is something we'll have to get into. If A2 is something I need to look into, let me know. I'll check it out and see if it's still open.
Yeah, because we used to do
I got my homeboy on it right now trying to figure out where this place is at, see if it's still open. And if it's popping, we'll let you know.
Okay.
Go ahead and hook us up with an invitation, man. We'll sit there and talk some business sometime. We got Facebook, Twitter. Come on, hit up Jab Radio. We got that too.
Drop your link in the chat room. I can go and fave your show.
Hell yeah, yeah. Let me get you some information here. Actually, if you want, can you take me off air and we'll get you some information going?
Okay. I'm on my cell phone right now. Actually, I'm doing a live remote, so I'm in the hood. I'm not at a spot. Yeah, I can't.
Okay, let me get that phone number for you, and we'll pull it up. Okay, you guys can get a hold of us at 646-652-2324. Did you get that there, Rosie?
Chat room.
Yeah, you gotta post it in the chat room. He in the hood right now. He can't write. I feel you.
All right, we'll do that. Right. I'm gonna go ahead and drop here. Tell your crowd to have a good day. I'll hit y'all up and we'll talk some business.
Thanks for the connect.
Bye. All right, shout out to Jib Jab Radio. What is that? Jab Radio. Jab Radio 2010. Radio. Shouts out to him. You know what I'm saying? Kicking the. Hey, you better take every opportunity you can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, getting that promo on for him. He ain't mad at him.
Kill the tactics. You know what I'm saying? Ooh.
Yeah.
When I be calling the 95, when I call the 95 and they do that last minute, you know what I'm saying? Give you shout out shit. The line.
Shout out again.
To represent. Hell yeah. This is like a game entertainment. That's what's not so good. I mean, I talk so fast.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's for me. So I try to talk so fast and get the information out because I know it's live.
Right.
I'll be using them shout outs. Yeah, yeah. When I'll be looking for it. Soon as they say, call in for your last minute. Shit, I'm there. What time, man? Don't forget to type me out, Blog Talk Radio. I forgot half of this shit. I'll be on saying it so fast.
Right. So sick.
Get the info out. You know what I'm saying? You got to get the info out. You know?
Yes,
so what's your next step after this? I mean, what's like your future plans? You know what I'm saying? From you know, in this radio experience. Do you want to stay in radio?
The plan for me, like, I've always wanted to do my own, like, talk show, like Jerry Springer type shit. Like, when I was in New York, I did public access, but I'm at the point now where I'm trying to grow my name or brand my name where someone would want to see a talk show with me hosting it. So everything that I'm doing, it kind of builds up to that.
Oh, okay. Like a portfolio, getting your portfolio.
Yeah, and brand my name where it doesn't matter if you're outside of Tampa, outside of Florida, you'd be like, oh, I know who she is, you know, and then you'll want to watch the show. So that's my ultimate goal. But then in my show, we ain't censoring no curse words. I ain't breaking, bitches want to fight, they going to fight. Hell, I made Igamon. I'm not breaking up nothing. You know, and it's real stories, real talk. Nothing staged. Because I went on Jerry before, so I know it's all staged. But that's another story for another show. But mine's going to be real. So that's what I want.
Yeah, I ain't with that stage shit. Hell
no. No, I want it real. You know, I want real shit be happening. You can relate to. Not no, oh, I'm in love with cows or some shit. Jerry be doing stuff. That's what I want next.
Wait a minute, you said you went on Jerry Springer?
Yes, baby, I was on Jerry Springer showing my black natural ass. Yes, I was. Many moons ago, me and my homegirl, I'm going to put it out there. You know, Lamia from Pink, Absolute, excuse me, her name, Absolute from Pink Keys Entertainment? When we was coming up, we used to try to do anything to get on TV. So we made up this big elaborate story, went on Jerry Springer, and showed our ass in front of the world.
What's the name of the episode? You know, I'm gonna look that shit up.
That shit is going to my grave. Let me tell you what happened to me too, because I did this show. I ain't gonna tell you what year, because you're gonna look it up. Then I moved to New York. I was like, okay, well, I dodged a bullet. They're not going to air it. Good. It was right around the time when Jerry was changing, changing from bad to good. So years later, I'm in New York chilling, minding my business, and all of a sudden my phone gets flooded with all these calls from Tampa saying they saw me on Jerry. So I guess, like, you know, when Jerry was being really desperate trying to get these old archives, they played the damn episode. And at this point, I was, like, well in my 20s. I was like, oh, so I was so embarrassed. But anyway, moving on, my show that I want is like that, but it's not going to be as scripted. Because when I was on Jerry, they tell you what to say, how to say it, when to sit, the audience, everything, you know. So I want mine to be real.
Oh, so it's super scripted.
Yeah, it's super scripted to a point where it blow me, because you have some people come in there dressed like church people, like that's just how they dress. By the time makeup, wardrobe, and the producers get through with you, you come out looking like a common hooker. I seen this girl walk in like a librarian, look like she's about to walk Nebraska when she's gonna go on stage. So I was like, you know, mine gotta be real, you know. Even with Maury, like, I was reading some stuff on the internet, this is years ago, how Maury would tell people on air that, you know, he's not the father, and then later call him up, tell him, oh, the results is wrong, just to get good TV. I don't want good TV. I want real shit. So I want a real talk show. That's what I want.
Yeah, don't do the Tyler Stank show and
I'm not prissy like that. Like, you got to be real prissy to do some kind of shows.
Who the fuck else had a show? Brandy tried to get her goddamn talk show. Everybody tried it. It was at a point in time. Yeah, they gave everybody a 2 minute motherfucking 2 minute time to shine. Wayne Brady,
you know,
everybody had a show for a short period. But yeah, everybody. That's when all the reality show boom bullshit spawned off, and that's
right.
How we into the reality age that we're into now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
right.
Truth, and everybody wants to have the inside real dirt and all that. Nah, bullshit.
I mean,
and I think
kids.
A lot of it is laziness, too. Because you remember a long time all those writers went on strike. Well, a lot of networks, they didn't know what to do, so they started putting on reality shows. Like, you have nobody to write these scripts, these episodes. It's reality, reality. So it just became too much. I like reality TV, but sometimes, you know, I want to see something a little scripted, but just not. When something is supposed to be reality, then I don't want to see that scripted. That's
right.
It. That's what I have. So, that's what I want. It's not so good. I want to start some shit.
You got to. That's what, you know, shit. Station is for.
Yeah.
Saying, and, you know, but now how about, you know, John knew she called me and say she was on House of Hits Radio. You know what I'm saying? And so what I'm finding out now is cats is just starting to catch on to the goddamn internet shit, for one thing. You know what I'm saying? But then they really starting to see the power of the internet radio. Because like I tell them, you know, even 95.7 got a fucking online radio station.
Right.
You know, what is the difference from what I'm doing right now, you know what I'm saying, to what you're doing when you got to walk down into somebody's building?
It's absolutely no difference, and I tell people all the time, this is my mind frame. It's not so good. When I was reaching out to all these program directors, I felt like nobody was ever going to give me a job. And even still, I'm on the same path. I haven't swayed just because, you know, I work there. My thing was I'm going to be on the radio regardless. If I have to build my own fucking radio station or go internet radio, I'm going to be on somebody's radio, you know. And I feel like with the internet, you can, first of all, it's less regulations, and you can reach more people and generate more income ultimately, you know. So I feel like any smart person is going to gear toward the internet with anything. That's why with the Miss Mouth Times, I was going to print, and I stopped because why am I going backwards when everyone's going forward? It's all about the internet, all about the internet.
Well, I'm well into past my first year in radio, so I'm over a year. In February, I celebrate my year.
Oh, happy anniversary. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Last week or the week before last, I just celebrated my 10,000, you know what I'm saying, over 10,000 show listeners. You know what I'm saying? So I had over 10,000 show out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm saying this is nobody from Florida, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe five people from Florida, you know what I'm saying? That's shit. Dave from Venice, Florida UFOs, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like a handful of people. Everybody else is from every fucking where else in the world.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And I wonder why that is. I wonder why that is, because even with my newsletter, it's not so good. Like I have a few people. You know our little circle here in Tampa, they don't subscribe. First of all, the only reason they subscribe because they want to see what you're doing and try to hate on it. I'm just going to say it. But most of the people that subscribe to my newsletter are from out of state, mostly California, mostly Houston, mostly New York. A few people from Miami, but very little Tampa. I wonder why that is.
About me, like this time slot, 12 p.m., you know what I'm saying, is a good time slot because it's a morning show. And so, you know, the beautiful and powerful thing of the internet is that we can, at different times now, it's 12 o'clock, I'm up, I'm ready, I'm out. I'm motherfucking in Singapore, Netherlands. I mean, all the other places. Well, no, because the Netherlands they time zone. But most people, you know, are actually by, so they're catching the morning version. You know what I'm saying? And then in the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying? Because he's 6 hours apart. You know what I'm saying? It's a compliment time for him. And which is, I'm talking about Sinai, you know, with one of my brothers here. And, you know, so it's cool, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of compliments. Versus, and you'll learn this, once you start doing your show, do one show in the evening, and you'll have everybody and their mama from Florida, you know what I'm saying, calling into your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. or a rip can't listen to what they said. Average,
right.
You know what I'm saying, but they ain't going to catch it.
Right. All
right. At lunch, right now, they trying to run around and get something to eat and fill their stomach up, you know what I'm saying? And fans, they do call in, you know, and listen right over the phone. So that's a beautiful thing, too. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be online. Just call in. And, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I be having people take me everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Riding in the car with me. Cut off and flying to the show. So, you know, that's the thing. That's why I continue doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? As far as this is radio station, I take it completely serious. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Completely serious. Every day, you know what I'm saying? I be here on time. And yeah, I do miss, you know what I'm saying, a couple of days because it be burning me out. You know what I'm saying? I work all fucking night at the club. You know what I'm saying? And I got to get up, you know what I'm saying, to do the best fucking thing I can to be entertained. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's walking into 95.7 where they got a little schedule for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A format. You already know, okay, when I come in here, okay, they gonna have this old shit-ass top 20 list I got to fucking play. You know what I'm saying? So I already know that's coming. And then, okay, they gonna want me to talk a couple of minutes about this, and then everything else is on me. You know,
but you still
I
have to be entertaining, though. It's really not that easy. I mean, it's easier than internet, but it's still not. It requires effort. If it didn't, my ass would be on air already. Trust me. it's a lot different than I thought.
Yeah. Huh.
Have you ever thought about, maybe not. I was just going to say, because if the future is radio and the internet, why go backwards? I was like, have you ever thought about trying to start a station? Because that was my thing, and it's still going to be my thing, you know. If I can't work in no one's radio station, I always thought of, you know, trying to start my own.
But the radio's always going to be around, just like motherfuckers still asking me for tapes. But I've been telling people, shit. Oh, I got a box of motherfucking tapes from 1995, because that was the last time the motherfuckers was, 99 is when they officially faded out. So I got tapes from 1999. I got a box of them that. You know DJ Dawan. Yeah, this motherfucker gave me some something, bitches. And I sell them. They've been selling.
Man, Dawan got everything.
Hey, listen, it's inadvertent, though. Because my CD say $2 holler mixtape.
Uh-huh.
But it's called CDs. We call CDs mixtapes. You don't see go buy my mix CD in the stores. It say go buy my mixtape.
Yeah.
But you don't looking for no motherfucking tape.
Right.
I'm looking for a CD. So in the hood, this throwback era that I'm in, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Back to the, you know, bitches still riding in DeLoreans. You know, motherfuckers. Shit. Motherfuckers still on tape. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Still on tape. Yeah, you know, we still in the year 2000. You know what I'm saying? I still got I still be on the block. Mama would pull over in the middle of the daytime. You know what I'm saying? I had this old lady pull over. She with a damn I love cupping and shit. You know what I'm saying? She pulled over talking about
the clock tower. Save the clock tower.
Oh my God! It's 85. Shit.
So sick.
People,
God, crazy
smells
so good. Crazy, crazy.
I'm trying to pump my thing up, man. Yeah, I can't wait till you get on here too, man. Cause this is real freedom radio. You know what I'm saying? You can simulcast. I mean, that's a powerful thing. I did one time before. You know what I'm saying? My co-host. Well, I don't know where the hell she done fell off now, but my co-host I used to have with me from Australia. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Female from Australia. And we all met up, too. We had a reunion. We got another reunion coming up this year in November. All the hosts from we meet up in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, for the meet and greet. And then we do one big show, you know what I'm saying, at, you know, whatever we all find. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it, and it's
it shows you the power of radio, though. You know what I'm saying? It shows you the strength of people coming from just any and everywhere. And, you know what I'm saying, she came out to Florida. You know, she was right here in the hood. I got her on video. You know what I'm saying? I'm riding Australia through the hood. You know what I'm saying? Showing a Trey Folk. I showed her the hood. You know what I'm saying? This is all where I work at, is Apollo. And, you know,
Jesus.
And then we went.
You had her cocoa's too smell so good.
Come on, I'm hood. I don't know fuck where I'm from. Prince Albert and this motherfucker, he going to the what? And we outside. We ain't even going inside that motherfucker. This is how we do.
You
say how? In your compass, goddammit. What? We outside. Yeah. Hell no, we don't fuck with them inside. That's real.
So, you know, had a good time, man.
That's good.
But let me.
All right. So, since we're talking about Ash Wood, I did an interview with Ash Wood. On Fridays, I do a feature in the artist Friday. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, bring different artists on and let them get their time to shine. Like, you getting your time to shine. It's all about you. 2 hours sprawling. All about your mouth. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take a roll-up break.
Okay.
I ain't for the foot, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get to this Ash Wood. Now, check this out. Tell me what's your favorite Ash Wood song.
Honestly, this song he got about cooking crack. Not that I know anything about cooking crack, but from listening to his lyrics, had I not known anything about it, like, you know what I'm saying, it gave me a visual. And it's to the point, I was like, damn, this Ash Wood, what are you talking about? Because when you meet him, he's such a nice guy. But, I mean, he will let you know how to cook crack, boy. If you ever needed to know.
You put the cold water in after the pirate salt. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the bacon soda when we try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the bacon soda and you dry the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Any party that's popping, I'm on the scene. Somebody please pass me a towel. I'm so clean, clean. Rosé and hell green. The kid trying to make reality my dream, dream. No sleep, that's my team. Smoke with your boy Ashwood, I might steam, steam. In a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down to my belly, the chain mean, mean. Lil' homie, I got it locked. Pass the egg beater, cause my style straight drop. Women classy like Coco Chanel. Uh-huh. Independent, put a pole for the bell. Won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open off my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul. Uh-huh. Give me your ears if you want a bankroll. I told them. You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the bacon soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me, grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend ass more fat. You hesitate, I know how to approach that. Pulled out the kush, she like, where we could smoke at?
What?
On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said, a man whack, he don't know where the hole at.
Nah.
Fall back, I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hyped this time around.
Uh-huh.
I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid. I'm coming. I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Lady spot me up in the club, get loose from me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice.
Uh-huh.
Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets. You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff feel like the incident in the house. You're at the Bacon Soda and you try to product out. That's what it's all about. We getting money.
Let y'all know, man, we live. This is a live remote from 34th and Chelsea Street. We're live in the hood. If y'all click on the link that I just provided, man, y'all can see live proof, you know what I'm saying? We be a webcam. We're live on tinychat.com/WDGE radio. We do this thing super big, man, you know what I'm saying? Hold on. MF Doom, you know what I'm saying, out here live. Got my dog MF Doom, and we hanging out, you know what I'm saying? So click on the link right there in the chat room, if you're in the chat room. And, yeah, we live, man. Join me. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this real big. Miss Mouse, let me ask you something. I'm on your website, right?
Okay.
What's this infamous telephone call with Freak Ezekiel all about?
I think that was the call I was talking about earlier, how me and that guy was on the phone for almost an hour. We talked about everything from Rockefeller Records. Like, you know, of course, I lived in New York, and they were really big in New York at one time. So we talked about everything from Jay-Z to the breakup of Dipset now. So anything that has to do with, yeah, Diplomat or Rockefeller, me and that guy talked about everything.
Right. Yeah, you know Alicia Keys pregnant?
Mm-hmm. I sure do, and to me, that's some bullshit. Because the way you get a man is how you're going to lose him. She's going to put that man from his wife and his kids and got knocked up, and as soon as he find another fresh piece of meat, he's going to be on to the next.
What?
I thought
you
were better than that.
No, you know, I ain't the celebrity gossip man. You know what I'm saying?
She took him from his wife, Mashonda. Okay. Took that man from his wife. And my thing is, woman can't take a man. Like, he wanted to go anyway. If it wouldn't have been her, it'd be some other woman. But my thing is, damn, doll, and that relationship is not going to last, because anytime he come home late, she going to think about, well, motherfucker, you were cheating on your wife with me. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that's going to be a very turbulent relationship. I think she fucked up by getting pregnant. I think that's going to be the decline of her career, because karma is a bitch.
Oh. Well, guess what,
people? The song is off the chain. I like that new song that I deserve it. That's my shit, but I still think she's stupid as hell.
Hey, okay, I got to spoil the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucking cell phone finna go goddamn dead. So people, I know y'all mad. It's like 30 something more minutes left and shit. But when this son of a bitch cut off, hey, you ain't got no cell phone, do you?
But can I say something before we go off, though? If you in Central Florida, Sunday, July 11th, I'm having a seminar. It's called Fucking A&R Seminar. So for anybody who wants to start a label, if you're a manager, artist, any type of, you know, aspiring industry, I think it'll be a good look. You know, go to the website, missmouthtimes.com. I got all the information available there. I got speakers in their bios. Performers, and I do have a few performance spots left. So hit the website. Let me know if you're interested. I'll give you some information. Even if you're from out of Florida, I have some people that's coming down from Georgia and Louisiana. I think it's a really good look. And it's not no bullshit-ass convention and seminars where you go and get the same information. It's some new shit, and I think it's going to be very informative. Sponsored by Po' Boy Records.
So. I'm be there talking shit. Yeah, I'm going to be.
I know you're going to be talking shit. I encourage you to talk shit. Like, if I'm paying for these fucking speakers, I need them to work hard. So I want you on the front row talking shit. Smell so good. Make them work.
No, if they miss it, I'm getting on. It's like a G-string in Florida. Before this phone down, man, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Ms. Buffy, you know what I'm saying, for coming on the show.
No problem. Anytime.
To everybody that's tuning into the show, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm continuing the show on Tiny Chat. So, fuck it. Yo, I hang out on Tiny Chat. You know what I'm saying? I'll give y'all another new in person. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. So, holla at your boy, man. It's going down. Support Captain Smell So Good, Wrecking the Game Radio, Starship Smelly Prize, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. normally to 2 p.m. But, you know, hey, that's the freedom and power of your own radio station, man. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you got to start where you can start. But, hey, we always going to be there for you. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to MF Doom. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little cousin, Jay Beatty. Heavenly Angel. Side Night. It's 1,000 people in the chat room, man. So I got to say, you know what I'm saying, what's up to everybody. Florida UFOs, Dave from Venice, Queen of Tees. And who else?
I'm going to talk to it, go deal.
I appreciate it. You smell so good.
Yeah, you got any shout-outs? You better get them. Go on and get your shout-outs in.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my sister, E-Sexy Films, Adrian Nelson. You know, we make them power move independent films. I'm going to give a shout-out to my homegirl, Janu, and my girl, Bonnie Von Shea. And the whole cast of Sunshine. Give a shout out to my folks over at 957 of course, DJ Smells So Good. I'm from Suffolk Springs, so I gotta give a shout out to Bougainville and 10th Avenue, and that's what it is.
Hey, That's what it is. Hey, when is the film? I forgot. You got an independent film. We're going to talk about it. Go in?
Yeah. We still in production. We still filming the film. It was slated for this summer. We have roles left. If you're extra, let me give you out my phone number. I'm not. You can call me, but don't prank call my ass. It's 813-235-5553. We need actors. My sister's starting a little acting agency here, so she needs some fresh faces. You know what I'm saying? efexoffilms@gmail.com. So other than the film, I got the seminar coming up July 11th. And just trying to get on air at the station. I've been begging Joe Mama. I'm like, Joe Mama, I really need to do, the Future Flavors. He's like, why? I'm like, because I fuck with independent artists, and I talk to him like that because they're cool people. You know, you got to respect him because he's boss man, but he approachable. So I'm like, I fuck with independent artists. I need to host this show. So that's my next thing I'm trying to. So far I think he's going to have Stu hosting it because Ekin isn't with the station anymore. So I'm trying to get that show. I want that show. I'm going to do everything in my power to host that show.
If you do, I'm calling in and co-hosting.
I think I should probably start a campaign. I think I should start a campaign for people to call in. Call, bring this mouth to Future Flavors. I think that's what I'll do. That's what I want.
I had the whole world. I had Washington. I had everybody calling 9 to 5 to have John Usson play. And they played it, you know what I'm saying?
You know she's starting off the seminar. She's going to be the first performer. You know, I got to put my girl out first. She is setting, if you don't know anything about Janu, go to myspace.com/JanuThePrinces. She is setting off the seminar, the Fuck the A&R seminar. My girl kicking it off with, I don't know what she can perform yet. She told me it's going to be a surprise, so we'll see. And then I got my girl Bonnie Von Shea, the little Bonnie on the scene. She's right behind us, so. It's going to be a nice way to start off the show with a little eye candy and females holding it down.
That's what's up.
And also, if you're going to be in Polk County, let me get my little last promo. If you're going to be in Polk County June 12th, shout out to the female rappers. You know, Nicki Minaj is bringing the game back to the ladies. Whether you like her or not, I think you should support her because she's opening the door for the females again. I'm going to be over at in Polk County hosting something called Hood Divas. It's like all the chicks from Pinellas, all the chicks from Polk County, they're all linking up doing a showcase. Kind of what we did here in Tampa with the Just Look Project, but they actually bringing it to the stage. So I'm going to be hosting that, acting the damn fool. I'm going to be drunk that night. I'm going to tell you in advance.
You got to put me down, man. You know, I come through
with
him.
You should come through with me. You should come through with me. It's not so good.
You know, I host with the girl. You know, I got shit to say to these old men, Devin. Shit. I got shit to say to these old men, man. I'm telling you.
You're so fucking stupid.
What is up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I come through, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna stare too hard, you know.
No, the girls are pretty, you know, and they can perform. So the most important thing is that they're very good rappers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what time it is. Yeah, because it's... You keep seeing in the little industry headlines, you know what I'm saying, where all the female rappers at. And it is trying to, you know, get some attention, but, you know what I'm saying, please, the industry, wishy-washy right now, if you ain't got somebody like Smells So Good, back in John New, goddammit,
yes.
That's in trouble.
And let me tell you one thing about female artists that I learned, too. I'm not going to say this is just the rule of thumb for female artists, but it's been my experience that a lot of females don't really grind as hard for themselves as men. They feel like things should be handed to them because they used to having things handed to them outside of music. So when I was doing the casting call for the movie, I had that in mind. I'm like, females, you know, they need a voice. Hell, I used to be a female rapper years ago, but I'm like, females need a voice. Well, you actually have a casting call, half of the females come through, catty, half of the females come through, don't write their own shit, the other half got a diva attitude for no reason, nobody know who the fuck they are, and it's just like, it's very hard. Even when we did the Just Look Project, as small level as it was, do you know how much drama took place with that bullshit? So I was like, we have to just develop a sisterhood, and then I think an artist would be successful as far as, like, females, but that's my opinion, you know what they say about those.
Yeah. Well, hey, you love drama, so hey.
But no. I love celebrity gossip. I don't love drama. It's a difference.
Yeah, true.
It's a difference. Yeah, that's the shit you were pointing about. But when it's time to get money, do business and stuff like that, I like my world drama free.
Hmm. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Living in a drama free world. Y'all check out Miss Mouth on the www.themissmouthtimes.com. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter, man. She really has some entertaining stuff. You know what I'm saying? Each newsletter that goes directly to your email box. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go to the website to get the info. It comes directly to you. Weekly newsletter. And soon to come to print whenever she want to go dinosaur and break it to print.
Oh, no. I decided not to go dinosaur at all, so I have to take that advertisement down. No, I'm not going.
Yeah. That's a little dinosaur. So
I feel like it's a waste of money.
I'm sending out 10,000 copies, you know what I'm saying, versus having 1 million people around the world, you know what I'm saying, view it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, it's...
That's true. You got publications with bigger budgets that are going belly up. Why would I try that?
Damn, yeah.
O Magazine
true.
Lost a third of their fucking subscribers. Can I compete with O Magazine? Hell not. So if Oprah flops, well, I ain't going to say she flops and Oprah can never flop. But if her numbers are down, what's the market looking like to me? So I'm going to keep my little behind on the internet. For now, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what's up. I thank the Lord for allowing this Raggedy Boost Mobile that chirped on me about 4 or 5 times and ain't cut off, but that's what time it is. You know what I'm saying? He know it's how, he know it's a good interview and we're dragging it to the end. You know what I'm saying? And we're doing what we do. Good purpose, you know what I'm saying? Good advancement, good networking, and that's what we're all about. You know what I'm saying? Wrecking the Game Radio. And J3 also got a radio station on Blog Talk Radio. I believe he on Tuesday night, and I'm not sure the other time. But he got a station on here, MotorHipHop.com, you know what I'm saying? Sucker Proof Radios, my dog Motor. And, you know, we're going to be doing the big show coming up next month. You know what I'm saying? June or July. So that's a tentative time, you know what I'm saying? Check that out. And the battles is going down tomorrow. So if you ain't got nothing to do, you know, I'm going to call you now. We got the battle popping up.
When the battle going to be? Hello?